The Biden administration says this country needs to treat climate change like the emergency that it is. And today, as part of several sweeping executive orders, President Biden is reversing Trump's push for oil and gas drilling and focusing on what he calls environmental justice, which includes a shift away from fossil fuels, plans to cut carbon emissions, and aid for polluted communities. Let's check in with Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna of California. He was the co-sponsor of the Green New Deal resolution, which also called for similar measures. And Congressman, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me back on.
Yes. What stands out to you about what Biden is introducing today? What is the most significant of these measures?
It's a very strong start. I think the end of oil and gas on federal property is a strong start. The recognition of environmental justice and how communities of color have been disproportionately impacted is very good. What I hope is that we will now see also an end to the fossil fuel subsidies, and the plan hints at that direction.
Is there an appetite to cut fossil fuel subsidies in Washington?
I do think there is, and I chair the Subcommittee on Environment for the Oversight Committee. We will be pursuing in that committee ending fossil fuel subsidies. That's just, if you believe in a fair market, you shouldn't have a legacy industry receiving subsidies and distorting the market. And so I do think that is something we can get done.
This action on oil and gas leases is expected to prompt blowback and potential lawsuits from the energy industry. There's also criticism that these moves will cost thousands of jobs. What is the president going to do for workers in these industries?
We need to create new jobs, and President Biden has a plan to create hundreds of thousands of new jobs, not just in solar and in battery plants and in clean steel, but in advanced manufacturing around this country. So the idea is that there are far more new jobs in green energy than there are in these legacy industries, and I am confident President Biden will create those jobs in communities that are impacted.
The idea of bringing more green jobs to the market is a long-term plan. But what about right now? What do you tell these workers right now who work in oil and gas drilling?
Well, I don't think it has to be long-term. One plan would be to have the Federal Financing Bank at Treasury start working on loans, $100 million, $200 million loans, to set up manufacturing in these places. So where you've had GM in Lordstown in Ohio close auto manufacturing plants, let's actually provide them with the financing to have electric vehicle plants. These are not some new forms of jobs. Many of these are manufacturing jobs. So what I say to workers is, you are right that we have to bring the jobs first. Let's bring the new jobs. Let's industrialize so that you have that economic security. And then we have this transition. But I agree, we can't ask people to be out of work without having any new job. And that's why the industrialization of America has to take place for us to make this transition.
Well, when it comes to support, I want to ask you about some other members of your party, like West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, who comes from a mining town and has actually criticized the Paris Climate Agreement. He would likely be a crucial swing vote on any climate legislation. How are Democrats going to get him on board with some of these more progressive plans?
Well, I've sat down with Senator Manchin when I went to Beckley, West Virginia, to talk about bringing tech jobs there. And Senator Manchin's point, one of his points, is that we need to have heavy investment, disproportionate investment, in states like West Virginia that are impacted most from a transition to a renewable energy economy. So one way, in my view, that we can win over support from people like Senator Manchin and others in states with traditional energy interests is to show that we're going to actually bring these new jobs, new industry, and have a disproportionate investment in those states, which would truly be a just transition.
Before I let you go, I want to ask you about something else. Over the weekend, you tweeted about student loan debt, saying that Biden has the power to cancel up to $50,000 in student loan debt right now. You wrote, quote, "This crisis can't wait." Are you getting any traction with the administration on this particular issue?
We are. I mean, the argument we've made is that if you have, as president, the authority to delay student loan payments, then you also have the authority to forgive those student loan payments. And there are people who have looked at this at Harvard Law School and others who have said that that authority exists. Now, many of us have had large student loans. I had over $100,000 of student loans, and life worked out for me. I'm fortunate. I don't think we should be forgiving student loans for people who have done well. But for those who are still struggling, who can't afford a house, who can't start a family, their student loans up to $50,000 should be forgiven. We shouldn't be burdening the next generation with that kind of debt.
That's Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna of California. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.